Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we have updates of the looming blowout happening in the United Kingdom. Rudy Giuliani joins us. Scott Pressler tells you how you could become a force multiplier of the citizen force and join us in Project 42, where we want to register 42,000 new voters. That is 42,000 new voters this weekend. Do your part. Find one new voter, register them to vote, get them on the rolls. It can make the difference, especially if this race narrows. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Become a member today, members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. And as always, you can email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at noblegoldinvestments.com. That is noblegoldinvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Joining us now is the legendary Rudy Giuliani. Rudy, before we get into the news of your disbarment, what is your reaction to Joe Biden and the last week he's had?
Just like my disbarment, fully disaffected. In fact, I've predicted, it hasn't happened yet, that he's going to do a complete collapse before it's over. And I predicted it a year ago. And it is based on doctors that I talk to all the time. I put out the first podcast 4 years ago with two respected doctors, both of whom said they thought he had about 2 or 3 years before he went into, you know, I can't talk anymore, which is the end of his disease. So he may be getting very close to that.
And so Rudy, what do you think if we have to run up against Kamala Harris? Is what is the do we have to adjust our campaign strategy, our messaging strategy, your thoughts?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, we are dealing with the sensitivities of a woman, a black woman. I think America is a little more immune to all of that racism now than it used to be in the past. I think the way they're handling it is going to help us. I mean, they might as well put out a sign, you know, white don't apply. Hispanics don't apply. Asians don't apply. Black white men don't apply. We want only a black woman who is more unpopular than Biden. That's it.
So Rudy, let's talk about the recent news. You recently got disbarred. Tell us about it.
I was not unexpected. It all started way back around January 6th. When I was summarily suspended without a hearing, which is completely unconstitutional, because I was a danger of creating another riot. They completely ignored the fact that in the district court, in the District of Columbia, which I don't think has ever rendered a pro-Trump opinion, I was dismissed from the case as it's not being plausible that I was involved in that. They've never removed the suspension as a result of it. Let me just tell you one thing about it without going into the details. If you follow the Mershon trial, if you follow the Engoron trial, it's exactly the same thing. It's a judge that came out of the same crooked political system. People should know about New York that for almost 200 years, we are a corrupt judicial system in New York City, run by the Democrats for the Democrats. They are selected by the county boss of the Democratic Party, which I kind of made my reputation by putting in jail. Now, they're not selected by the people. One example, Engoron has been elected 3 times, never had an opponent. Mershon has never even been elected. It's just the county boss, whose father was a very, very criminal-friendly judge, let him loose Bruce, the bane of Ed Koch's existence, does the appointing of the judges, which is why these judges, not only are they corrupt on matters of politics, but half of them let the criminals out to beat the hell out of us.
The lawfare is unrelenting. They're trying to put you in jail. Steve Bannon is now in federal prison. Peter Navarro is in federal prison. What must be done to fix this, Mr. Mayor?
I mean, you know, our ancestors in America are political, aren't they? That's our founding fathers who we're going to be thinking about very much in a day, right? That's why I have all this on. It's at the ballot box. We got to get rid of the corrupt tyrant. This president reaches the definition of tyrant, I think, better than any American president we've ever had. And I don't think it's even a close comparison. And sometimes people, you turn them off when you say that because it's hard to believe. I think 10 years ago, I wouldn't have believed it. But I've seen so much, a lot more than I've ever even been able to describe to people, that this guy, I mean, we might as well be living in the old Soviet Union or Nazi Germany for certain purposes. Like if you're a Republican on trial in the District of Columbia, you're going to jail. If you are a person who just beat up a kid, you're going out with no bail.
And Rudy, we're looking at the Democrat Party that seems to be accelerating, not slowing this down. And they are gleeful in the suffering and the misery of the people on our side. What is your reaction to the lack of response by conservative attorneys general? Is it time that we start fighting fire with fire?
Yeah, we're not as, you know, there's something good to that and something bad to that. I think you said this too, Charlie. I'd like us to be tougher. I like the fact we're more honest. But, you know, we can be tough about the things that are justified. Like when they say about President Trump, that he wants revenge or he wants justice. I know him. I know him probably as well as anybody. I've known him for almost 40 years. I've sat there when he had to make tough decisions, like not using the military internally. There's nobody that's more sensitive to that than he is. The stuff that he would, I was in a big debate with him about prosecuting Hillary Clinton. And you can imagine what I wanted to do. I offered to do it myself. And he said, no, it would be a bad thing. And he used exactly what the Supreme Court John Roberts did. And I think that's why he wrote that opinion, to try to save us from being a banana republic. But we start in prosecuting the ex-president, and we're gone. We're absolutely gone. We might as well just join up.
We're doing that
with
right?
Soros and Klaus Schwab, One World.
We have done that, and yet they disbar you for wanting to represent certain clients. And they're the ones that are attacking there. So we have to win elections. But wouldn't it be nice if somebody on our side actually used political power? Do you agree with that, Rudy?
100%. I agree with that. They should hold a hearing. They should have me come forward and show them the tape that they altered for 3 hours of a 12-hour tape. Probably was done by Raffensperger in Georgia and then given to the persecutor in my case. It was given to me, and my partner and I discovered it after 3 hours of going through the tape. They took out 3 hours of 12 hours. And it's the most relevant 3 hours when the people were thrown out of the room. And when I went before the judge to have the case dismissed, she laughed at me because she would never get another appointment again if she ruled for me. Remember, the judges are appointed by the Democratic leaders right up to the Court of Appeals. It's the governor. And after they become judges and they retire, they make a lot of money as receivers, hearing officers, like this. Listen to this one. Suppose she had ruled for me. She'd never get hired again. She might as well stop going to the tea parties.
Rudy, how can people support you as they continue their lawfare crusade against you?
We have a defense fund, which is used both defensively and aggressively. We're suing Joe Biden, believe it or not, over defamation of me and President Trump as Russian agents, which he did by naming me at the last debate, you know, 4 years ago. And in one state, the statute of limitations hasn't run, New Hampshire. And the state allows you to recover in every state in which you were hurt. Now, his statement like that remained current for 17 months before it was conclusively disproven. The FBI had actually known 6 months before I presented the laptop that it was validated. And yet we had to go through validating it ourselves. So I think the problem with my case is when we eventually go to trial, he'll be non-compos mentis.
Rudy, we are behind you. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
We're behind you, Charlie. I just had a chance to say what great work your organization does. You're a savior for our party with those young people.
Thank you. God bless you, Rudy. Thank you. Hey, everyone. Attacks on your privacy are so severe, the average hacker can expose an American citizen's social security number, home address, and more in under 30 seconds. Big tech companies like Facebook and Google share the blame, selling personal information to the highest bidder. One in four Americans will have their personal information exposed in a data breach, causing a firestorm of cold calls, spam emails, and unauthorized charges on your credit card. My friends at Cloaked can arm you to fight back by removing the vulnerable information hackers have access to online. Then they provide an unlimited set of disguises to use in place of your personal information. You hide your phone number, email address, and credit card number, so when a company is inevitably breached, your privacy is protected. Right now, Cloaked is offering my listeners a free security check. Just call 1-855-75-CLOAK, and in less than 30 seconds, you'll uncover whether a hacker has access to your social security number or home address. Again, that is 1-855-75-CLOAK, or visit charlieiscloaked.com. That is charlieiscloaked.com. And if a threat is detected, my listeners receive 20% off a Cloaked subscription. It looks like the forces are aligning behind Kamala. It's more and more clear. The question is, who will be the VP? And I want to double and triple check our sources. By the way, are we better sourced in the Washington Post on this stuff, Andrew? I think we are. I mean, we're better sourced on the left than these guys that do it for a living. Not that hard, actually. And this whole race is about to get reset. They're going to do some fake polls. They're going to do a whole nauseating coronation of Kamala Harris. And that is, unless Biden has a miraculous performance in Stephanopoulos. But based on things we're hearing, they're going to try to reset the entire race. Joining us now is Raheem Kassam, who they have elections of their own coming up, editor-in-chief of the National Pulse at thenationalpulse.com. And Nigel Farage is wrapping up his speech there. Raheem, to a uninitiated American audience member who doesn't know what's going on in the United Kingdom, walk us through it from square one.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Charlie. And apologize for the loud noises, for the seagulls. But what I can't apologize for is the massive crowd down here in the east of England on the eve of a snap election that was called just a month ago by the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, of the Conservative Party, and that is, for the uninitiated, as you say, sort of the rhino class party in the United Kingdom. Nigel Farage, the Brexit leader, who I'm sure will be delighted that he's to bring his speech to you. I know he's a friend of yours, Charlie, on your show, just wrapped up some remarkable comments here in the constituency, the district in which he is standing, Clacton-on-Sea, a very typically Brexit right-leaning district, but he now runs something called the Reform Party. People who have followed him for some time will remember the UK Independence Party. They will remember perhaps the Brexit Party and the big Brexit vote from 2016. Well, that is now transfigured into something called the Reform Party, and the Reform Party is taking masses and masses of votes away from those rhino-style conservatives. So this is it. The last 24 hours starts here, the last bit of a very short campaign. And I think you've got to hear from him for the Real America's Voice News, got to hear from him there as well, what his big messages of the day are. Britain is broken. Britain needs reform. And Britain will go to the polls tomorrow morning.
So how many seats do you think reform could expect to pick up? And I have a fun, cheeky question. Do you guys not do absentee mass mail-in voting in the United Kingdom?
Well, the last question is very interesting. I'll come to it in just a second. But, you know, the interesting part of this is, in 2015, when I was working as his, you know, body man, his senior advisor, we got 4 million votes across the country, which was masses and masses ahead of where we were expected to get. However, it only returned one member of a 650-seat parliament. The reason being that the vote share was spread so thinly across the country, just weren't able to get over the line in so many places. They were second in dozens and dozens, third in dozens and dozens of seats, but didn't manage to get more than one MP over the line. Now, the situation is still the same. We still run a first-past-the-post voting system, and it still benefits the two major parties, the Conservative Party and the Labour Party. But as reform is growing, as reform support across the country grows, you're starting to see the party polling up to 20, 21. I think I've even seen a 22% vote share at a national level. How that plays out over a district by district level, you know, it's a mug's game to make predictions like that, but I'll make some for you here. Nigel will probably win this seat in Clacton. There will probably be another member of parliament from Kent. There may be a member of parliament from the north of England. My low end is about three seats in the next parliament. And the highest that I've seen so far is people saying 17 to 20 seats. But I think it's better to err on the side of caution with predictions like that, especially since everything is against them. And you might say, well, what's three seats in the 650-seat parliament? Nigel's been asked that over the course of the last 30 days, and his response is to say it's a bridgehead. It's a way to show that we can do things in government that we've never been given an opportunity to do. It's an opportunity for us to perhaps go and find some conservative members of parliament who are willing to cross the floor and defect into the Reform Party. And really what we're talking about here is sort of a Canada-style reverse takeover of the Conservative Party and the Conservative movement writ large. You know, while it may be eve of poll here, Charlie, it's certainly not the last moments of this campaign. That really starts when the votes come in tomorrow and reform can actually get to work in Parliament in Westminster. In answer to your question about the mail-in ballots, we do have mail-in ballots, and there have been problems with the mail-in voting system here as well. What we've also just moved to in the United Kingdom, Charlie, is voter ID. And the
what
last thing
a concept. Estimates are saying that Labour could get 212 seats. We shall see. On July 4th, how ironic is that? Raheem, thanks so much. All right, I need to tell you guys about Strong Cell. It's amazing. With nearly a million units bought by you, it is more clear than ever that Strong Cell works. It works to combat fatigue, brain fog, joint pain, skin issues, and constant sickness. I've been taking it personally for over a year now, and it's changed my life. I take it in the morning with breakfast, and it helps me with natural energy, so I don't have that afternoon crash. And it gives me the clarity of mind to do all that I do every day, which is a lot. If you're tired of feeling tired, struggling with memory, or constantly getting sick, then you have to give Strong Cell a try. I love this product because it has NAD. By the way, fact check me on this. Go do your own research on NADH, especially if it's mixed with CoQ10 and marine collagen. Strong Cell uses a proprietary delivery of NADH to make sure it goes straight to your cells to help your mitochondria. And since there are cells in every area of your body, then healthier cells equals a healthier you. The amount of people that use Strong Cell now, thanks to us, is remarkable. Over 1 million units sold. Don't take my word for it. Do your own research. Check it out. Fact check me. Oh, Charlie's just selling me a product. Okay, maybe you don't want more mental acuity. People say, Charlie, how do you do what you do? Maybe it's the NAD that I take. It's changed the lives of many Kirk listeners. Visit strongcell.com/Charlie and use my discount code Charlie to get 20% off your order. This is an emerging body of work and science that is showing that NAD and NADH really might be what your body needs in this contaminated, polluted, and poisoned world. Again, that's strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use special discount code Charlie at checkout to get a special 20% off just for Kirk listeners. Strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out right now. Joining us now is an American hero. He is working his tail off, someone we work closely with at Turning Point Action, but he's the hardest working man on the grassroots of American politics. It is Scott Pressler. Scott, welcome to the program. Scott, you are out there every day registering new voters in the Keystone State in Pennsylvania. Give us an update from the ground on Pennsylvania.
Thank you. Well, thank you and Tyler for having me at the Turning Point Action Conference in Detroit, Michigan as well. So Pennsylvania, 2 years ago, the Democrats had an advantage of 595,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans. That's just 2 years ago. And today, as of Monday of this week, that advantage has been narrowed down to 375. So Pennsylvania is trending to the right. And I'm sitting here, Charlie, with you on your show wearing a Turn Bucks County red shirt. Now, for context, this is a Philadelphia suburban county. This is where everybody says that Southeast Pennsylvania is trending to the left and it's going blue. Well, 4 years ago, there were 15,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans. And as of yesterday, that number is down to 357, Charlie, with Noah Formica from Turning Point Action, one of Tyler's hires. He's working with me hand in glove to make sure that in 2 weeks prior to the RNC convention, we will flip this major Philadelphia suburban county from blue to red.
And this is amazing. And yet Noah Formica is just an absolute stud. He does amazing work. And so just walk our audience through, what does that work look like? Where do you find these voters? How do you register them to vote? We want to make a goal this weekend. It's called Project 42. Can our entire audience register 42,000 new voters, which is the ballot deficit that we had in 2020? What is the process, Scott Pressler?
So let's take Bucks County as an example. You have Upper Bucks County, which is Quakertown. We have a farmer's market right there called Q-Mart. And every Saturday and Sunday, we're out there at the farmer's market registering voters, contacting every single person saying, are you registered to vote at your current address? And then in the middle of the county, you have Doylestown. Now, although that is the blue heart, the blue city of Bucks County, that is where the Doylestown County GOP office is located. And we have Ellen Cox Bowman. We want you to stop by, grab some voter registration forms, some mail-in ballots, and make sure that you're at your July 4th celebration, your festivities, wearing your MAGA gear. And then finally, down near Philadelphia, you have Levittown, you have Bensalem. They actually have a Trump store down there in Bensalem that the owner, Mike Domenico, has offered us that we can set up a table there every Saturday, every Sunday, actually every day if we want to. But really, there is no magic, Charlie. And you know well as I do, this is about showing up. This is about meeting people where they are, at the farmer's market, at the gun store, at the Home Depot and the Lowe's and Walmart and Bass Pro Shop and Cabela's and Home Depot. This is about meeting people where they are, wearing proudly your MAGA gear and making sure that everybody is registered to vote at their current address and registering as a Republican.
So, you know, I'm wearing the MAGA hat right now. I register about a voter a day in Scottsdale. I did two yesterday, by the way. So I'm doing my part, you know, hosting a show. And here's how it goes with me. I wear this hat everywhere I go. It's the magnet. It's the MAGA hat, magnet hat, right? And so I go to the local grocery store. People come up. They want selfies, you know, fans of the program, all that good stuff. And yesterday, two people, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Afternoon, young lady moved from New York. And she was like, I don't know if I'm registered at my new address. You know what they think, Scott? Won't they just send me my ballot from New York so I can vote here in Arizona? I said, whoa. Time out. No. So we take out the Turning Point Action app, tpaction.com/vote. Scott, does this take a special skill set? I mean, did you go to school for this? Can every American do this? And if so, why aren't more Americans doing this?
Absolutely. I mean, it's so gosh darn easy. You can register to vote online using the TP Action app, using mine, the Early Vote Action app, or it's about just going to the Secretary of State. There's no magic to it. However, not everybody is a politico like you and I are, Charlie. So many people, they're just struggling to get by in Joe Biden's economy. They're struggling to put food on the table. Now, it is important that you have the voter registration forms with you because not everybody has a driver's license. But literally, it's as easy as typing into the internet, California online voter registration, Texas online voter registration, or using one of the apps that we provided. You do not have to be a Charlie Kirk or a Scott Pressler. Every person has value and every person can register voters.
And so let's talk about Pennsylvania statewide. Has the voter registration deficit been closing in recent years, thanks to your work? And how significant is it?
Well, as I mentioned to you, Charlie, in just 2 years' time, that deficit has narrowed by 220,000 votes in just 2 years' time. That is a political earthquake. That is monstrous. But let me really put things into perspective for the viewer at home that may be a naysayer, that may be a doom and gloomer. Joe Biden, and I use this word very loosely, won the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania by 80,000 votes. As I just mentioned, we narrowed that gap by 220,000. Now, here are some demographic coalition groups that we are focusing on in Pennsylvania. There are 80,000 Amish, so we're going to the farmers markets. There are 80,000 truckers, so we're going to the truck stops. There are 400,000 members of the Jewish community, and so we're courting that vote. We're reaching out to the rabbis and the synagogues. There are 930,000 hunters in Pennsylvania, and Charlie, 30% of Pennsylvania hunters are not registered to vote. So Noah Formica and I have been using the website gunshowtrader.com to go to the Monroeville Gun Show in Pittsburgh, to go to the Great American Outdoor Show, where we registered 319 voters in 1 week's time, and to go into the Philly Expo Center. So again, this is not just us casting out a net and just hoping to reach people. This is data-driven. This is targeted. And we are meeting demographic groups by building coalitions and meeting them where they are.
And Scott, this is so critical and important. If now, let me ask you a question. When it comes to GOTV, if they switch out Biden for Kamala Harris, what does that look like? And if, hypothetically, if Josh Shapiro became the vice presidential nominee for Kamala Harris, what would that move it at all? Maybe a little bit in Pennsylvania, and probably only reinforces the need for the work you're doing.
Well, you know, I think it would be political chaos. And quite frankly, I think it would, I hope that the Democrats switch out Joe Biden, because I think it's, like I mentioned, it's going to cause chaos. And I believe from your posts that I've seen on X and social media, that it would mean that Joe Biden would not be able to win Wisconsin. And he's closing in on the date that he's not going to be able to be on the ballot in Nevada and other swing states. And I just think that there would be no moving forward if the Democrats chose anyone other than Joe Biden as their presidential candidate.
Yeah. And by the way, there's a poll in one of our, I'm not going to say who, right, Andrew? I'm not going to say who. Don't say who. I can just say a poll exists. I'll say a poll exists that a reporter gave us a heads up about. It's not public yet. That shows Kamala Harris doing worse than Joe Biden in the key battleground states against Trump. That data exists, right, Andrew? That data exists, and it will be in the public domain at some point. Scott, what is your goal? How many voters do you and your team hope to register now till voting month?
Some of my key goals, Charlie, are A, I want to be able to tell Laura Trump and our Republican nominee, President Trump, that we have flipped Bucks County by the beginning of the RNC convention. That's number one. Number two is we are 1,937 voters away from flipping Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, from blue to red. I want to be able to have flipped that county before the November election as well. And furthermore, we are making inroads in Center County with Penn State University. Yes, we have lovely partners like Turning Point Action. I know that Turning Point USA is there. But I think really what happened at the UNC Chapel Hill with the Fraternity Brothers opened up a new coalition that we can build. So we're going to be throwing parties and ragers and courting the frat vote and courting the student vote, because students don't want to fight Joe Biden's wars. We had peace in the Middle East. We didn't have any new emerging wars that we're now seeing under President Joe Biden. And I want to make it very clear, as I mentioned earlier, in addition to courting the Jewish vote, we are courting the Black and Hispanic vote. And all we need, Charlie, in order to win this election and to save Pennsylvania and to save the country, is we need 25% of Philadelphia. And the last thing that I'm really glad that the Democrats really unlocked is former felons in Pennsylvania, on day one of no longer being incarcerated, they are eligible to vote. I have been into the Wayne County Correctional Facility. I went into the jail. I registered voters, and every single inmate wants Donald Trump. And we are reaching out to the former felon community, and we are getting them registered, and we are courting their vote for President Donald Trump.
Excellent work. Scott Pressler, thank you so much.
Thanks, Charlie.
Breaking news. Joe Biden on a campaign call that just wrapped, quote, "Let me say this as clearly as I possibly can," which probably wasn't very clearly. "As simply and straightforward as I can, I am running. No one's pushing me out. I'm not leaving. I'm in this race to the end, and we're going to win." Are you ready to lose weight but not sure where to start? I understand. I was right where you are 2 years ago. Let me tell you why I chose the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Program. First, Dr. Ashley Lucas has her PhD in chronic disease and sports nutrition. Her program is based on years of research and is science-based. Second, the PhD program starts in nutrition. There is so much more. They know that 90% of permanent change comes from the mind, and they work on eliminating the reason you gained this weight in the first place. There's no shortcuts, pills, or injections, just solid, science-based nutrition and behavior change. And finally, a probably most importantly, I lost 30 pounds. Look, they're amazing. If you want to lose weight, you got to go to myphdweightloss.com. I was just texting with Dr. Ashley Lucas today. If you're ready to lose weight for the last time, call 864-644-1900. Go online at myphdweightloss.com. Do what I did and what hundreds of my listeners have done and call today, 864-644-1900. I recommend their program. Dr. Ashley Lucas has her PhD in chronic disease and sports nutrition. Her program is based on years of research and is science-based. Second, the PhD program starts in nutrition, but it's so much more. Go to myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com. Call 864-644-1900. I lost over 30 pounds. Dr. Ashley Lucas, great American. Check it out, myphdweightloss.com. Oh, he is defiant right now. Joe Biden is doubling and tripling down. He is basically facing the entire Democrat firing squad and saying, what are you going to do about it? He is not going to make this easy on them. Kamala Harris is the presumptive nominee. How they get there, we shall see. This puck internal polling, by the way, somebody leaked it from the Biden campaign to try to help Kamala Harris, without a doubt. And who is Pelosi more loyal to? Kamala Harris from California or Joe Biden from Delaware? You got to give Donald Trump credit. As I said, did we tweet this out, Andrew? I thought we did. This is the first week since 2015 where somebody other than Trump has been talked about more than Trump. This is the first week in 9 years where Trump is not the focus and the center of attention. It's been a brilliant PR strategy by Trump and his team. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't mind me. I'm just reading the 25th Amendment here. In case of the removal of the president from office or his death or resignation, the vice president shall become president. Here's where it gets interesting. Do you know the 25th Amendment has only been invoked 6 times? Most notably, Section 3 of the 25th Amendment was invoked when Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush underwent minor medical procedures. Both Reagan and Bush transmitted letters to Congress, delegating authority to the vice president for several hours, but usually only during colonoscopies or surgery. Section 4. Whenever the vice president and majority of either the principal officers of the executive departments are such so the cabinet can invoke the 25th Amendment, or such other body as Congress may by law provide their written declaration that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, the vice president shall immediately assume the powers and duties of the office as acting president. Can also go to the House, where two-thirds of both House and the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of the office, and the vice president shall continue to discharge the same as acting president. By the way, I think Kamala Harris's top surrogate needs to hit the campaign trail. Can we get that picture up there? This girl's a rock star. Look at that. That she needs to be better known. That is not an altered video picture, by the way. Oh, is that Kamala's daughter? I thought it was like stepdaughter or something. Daughter-in-law. Yeah, I thought it was something like that. I don't think, does she have kids? I think she married into kids with Doug or something. I can't remember. So as I just flip through the 25th Amendment here, just happened to open up to it. Joe Biden says he is holding on. What was the exact quote that Blake put in the chat here? Blake, it says here, quote, let me say this as clearly as possible. By the way, does anyone have an audio tape of this? He probably didn't say it very clearly. And straightforward as I can, I am running. No one's pushing me out. I'm not leaving. I'm in this race to the end. And we're going to win. Now, you know what this feels like? I'll be honest. This feels like producer Andrew's favorite football team, Kalen DeBoer. Does that not sound like Kalen DeBoer? It also sounds like Mario Cristobal when he went to Miami, too, from Oregon. No, this feels like Kalen DeBoer. Am I wrong? It feels like a college football coach. We go through this every year on the coaching carousel, where they say, I'm so dedicated to the University of Washington. I'm so dedicated to the University of Oregon. Let me say this as clearly as I possibly can. I am all in on this school. And yet all the other trappings and the rumblings show that he's leaving. There's other coaches I can use too, okay? How about Lane Kiffin in Oklahoma, okay? No, I'm not Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin, that's Ole Miss and USC. Lincoln Riley. I remember his name because of the dead girl in Georgia. Lincoln Riley. Her name was Lincoln Riley, Lincoln Riley. So Lincoln Riley was at Oklahoma. My future is here at Oklahoma. We're not going to leave Oklahoma. And yet it really kind of appears that he's leaving. Next thing you know, he disappears in Los Angeles. And by the way, Lincoln Riley was tragically killed by an illegal. Lincoln Riley was the coach of the University of Oklahoma football team. It feels very similar. Can Joe Biden withstand this meeting? This weekend, if he keeps on doubling and tripling down, if all of a sudden Barack Obama, Barry Sotero shows up and he says, Joe, Buttigieg, Granholm, Merrick Garland, Cabrera, they're going to vote against you. Your cabinet will vote against you. Do you want to decide not to run for reelection, or do you want to be carted out of the White House on the 25th Amendment? And Joe can say, F off. Joe Biden is calling their bluff. He doesn't think they have what it takes. Joe Biden is an arrogant, prideful SOB that says, what are you going to do? Poison my food? This is delicious to witness. Happy Independence Day, everybody. If there is breaking news, we'll be back in the chair. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
They're Trump's most diehard fans in the front row at every Trump rally.
You had to love the United States of America. You had to support Mr. Donald Trump's re-election.
Trump's Front Row Joes is the new two-part documentary offering the first inside look at the men and women standing shoulder to shoulder with Trump in the greatest political movement in American history.
The kind of basis for all the rallies, there's like dead fans.
Like-minded people following their hero all around the country, exhausting their bank accounts, camping out for days in the freezing cold and scorching heat to support Trump's re-election and make America great again.
The Front Row Joes are very successful, incredible people.
Trump's Front Row Joes, from executive producer Sean Spicer, former White House press secretary and communications director for President Donald J. Trump.
Friendships I've made over the years as a Front Row Joe, it's probably the best part of it.
Don't miss Trump's Front Row Joes. Watch it now. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.